The more than 2 million Mexicans who legally cross the border into the United States to shop, to go to school, or to visit family may be barred from entering the country tomorrow morning. That's the deadline for Mexicans to obtain new visas. The program, however, has been plagued with delays, and many Mexican citizens are unaware of the changes. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Kneeler has more.
Tijuana grocer Adrian Civetti shops and plays racquetball with friends in San Diego 3 times a week. Until recently, crossing the border was a simple matter of showing border agents a special visa that proves he has a steady job and residence in Mexico. But Monday, Civetti and several million Mexicans will have to stay home. He says he'll have to get someone else to do his shopping. He says it will be more difficult, but what can you do? Border crossing cards have been issued since the early 1950s. They allow Mexican citizens to travel 25 miles north of the border for up to 3 days, but not to work. Still, thousands of Tijuana residents take advantage of the border visas to work under the table as day laborers or domestic workers in San Diego. INS spokeswoman Lauren Mack says there are about 200,000 border crossers living in Tijuana who haven't yet gotten their new visas.
These are folks who come over to shop, or perhaps they're coming over to conduct business or go see their doctors or whatever. And basically, there's a very strong, a large number who come over to visit family.
3 years ago, the U.S. government announced it was replacing the old paper cards with new ones embedded with digital fingerprints and tamper-proof photos. The idea was to cut down on fraud and illegal immigration. Many Mexicans assumed Congress would extend the October 1st deadline, but this month's terrorist attacks have changed the mood in Washington on border issues. As a result, there's now a last-minute rush at U.S. consulates across the northern border. In Tijuana, U.S. Consul General Richard Gonzalez says his office is processing 2,500 visa applications a day.
I suspect that now it's beginning to dawn on people that, gee, they're serious. They're really going to take away my card, or they're going to invalidate my card come Monday.
Mexicans spend $2.8 billion in San Diego County every year. Longer border lines have already hurt many retailers who depend on their business. Congressman Bob Filner, who represents the border area of San Diego, wants the INS to provide a waiver until Congress acts to extend the visa deadline.
Our area, unlike virtually any other area in the nation, requires a very free flow across the border. And yet, Washington and all America is demanding security.
While Washington remains concerned with security along the U.S.-Mexico border, many here don't want it to come at the expense of economic and family ties. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Tijuana, Mexico.